listening to Real Talk on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
You're on Reality Check Radio. It's Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Well, the Ardeur News continue to blight the nation, don't they? And I wish it just was the destructive policy and the debilitating debt. But those years have left us with something else. It's dysfunctional governance. We see it in public and we see it in corporations. And this dysfunctional governance just lies to us and talks to us like we're little kids. Remember? Safe and effective. Two shots for summer. The legacy media, they're gone. Totally gone. They are now just pimps for government and corporate propaganda. But the truly infuriating thing is that the lies and the propaganda work. Endless repetition makes lies truth, with dissent being deplatformed and demonized. That great liberating force of the internet has been throttled by the tech companies, and they pump and pimp government messaging. But actually, the pimping and the pumping isn't for government, but rather for, quote, the narrative and the favoured government. The pumping and the pimping is highly partisan. Here's another thing. Merit and competence, gone. Diversity and inclusion rule. Productivity and service gives way to performance virtue signaling. And gobbledygook has replaced plain speaking. It wasn't Ardeur who did this. It's throughout the West. It happened here under Ardeur and now deepens under Prime Minister Luxon. That's the generalities of what is happening. But let me give you a specific. You recall that I take my kids skiing, my daughters, and I've been worried about their safety at Remarkable Ski Field. The female toilet that they use has this season been labelled transgender. Men are now invited into their toilet. I complained, and I got the following response. Quote, "The Remarkables has introduced one gender-neutral bathroom in addition to our three gender-specific bathrooms to create a more inclusive environment where everyone feels safe and respected. It's important to us that we provide options that cater to all individuals. Both men and women still have access to gender-specific bathrooms within the base building, ensuring that no one's needs are overlooked." Well, that's a response. And isn't it just the wonderful, perfect illustration of how gobbledygook has replaced plain speaking? And how gobbledygook is used to disguise wickedness. The trans bathroom, we're told, is for inclusion. It's only fair. We want everyone to feel safe, don't you? I mean, it's not just about your girls. Besides, they say, we have gender-specific bathrooms downstairs. That means everyone is cared for and made safe. Your girls can just pop down there. But we, Reality Check Radio community, we can see through that. We know that gender-specific is a red flag, and so I wrote back asking Remarkable Ski Field if the woman's gender-specific toilet was open to, quote, women with penises. Yeah. You're forced to talk like they talk. Like, that's oxymoronic to you and me. Because women don't have penises. But in this world of gobbledygook, in this world of lies masquerading as truth, women have penises. And so I used their language and I said, tell me, those stairs downstairs, those toilets downstairs that are gender specific, could a girl or a woman with a penis go into them? 2 weeks it took to get the reply. The reply was just brilliant. Let me read it to you. At this stage, this is remarkable ski field talking, we have our gender-specific toilets downstairs. However, we're looking at potentially moving them upstairs. If you chat with our guest services team up the mountain, they'll be able to point you in the direction of our gender-specific bathrooms. Here's the kicker. The gender-specific bathrooms are for those who identify as the gender outlined on the bathroom signage. We are unable to police guests' biological sex when they use our bathroom facilities. And please don't hesitate to reach out if you have any further questions. Well, that's a response we have come to expect. And it's brilliant in its own way. The Remarkable Ski Field, by the way, they're general supporters of the Pride Pledge, meaning that they're just starting their rainbow inclusion journey. No doubt they've taken a commercial decision. The Winter Pride Festival is a big money spinner for Queenstown. And the pledge itself involves staff training and ongoing support. The Remarkable Ski Field's reply to me is a classic Pride Pledge response. It's lies, it's dysfunctional governance, it's diversity inclusion wrapped up in madness, and it's performative virtue signalling, and it's gaslighting. That apt term that describes making you the truth teller, the one with the problem. Here I'm making my example, the Remarkable Ski Field, but it's only used to illustrate the general problem with a specific example. The same complaint would apply to every corporation, every council, and every government department. We have always been able to police biological sex in female spaces. My kids at 5 could tell a man a mile off and wouldn't be fooled by dress and makeup. The problem policing biological sex is a nonsense. It's distraction. It's like throwing it in your face. Women only need to call the male out in their bathroom and the men will respond. Trust me. But it needs the property owner to stand for the rule and not to abandon women and girls, as the Remarkable Ski Field has done. They've abandoned them. The woman called the men out. If the property owner backs it up, don't worry, we men will do the rest. As with the police, before they took the Pride Pledge and got the rainbow tick. Now we know the police will just stand by while grandmothers take a beating. Our women aren't safe. We have opened their safe spaces to rapists, to voyeurs, to exhibitionists, and to paedophiles. Our government institutions and corporations have declared themselves inclusive and unable and unwilling to back the simple rule on biological sex. they have abandoned 50% of the population. And just to be clear, I'm not accusing transvestites of sex crimes. But what I am saying is that the infatuation with diversity, with inclusiveness, gives rapists and paedophiles the perfect cover. Transvestites are being used too. All that a voyeur or a rapist or an exhibitionist need do is just say, oh, I think I'm a woman today, and saunter into the woman's bathroom. And if I tried to stop them, for my girl's sake, I would be the one arrested. Think about that. What will be the upshot? My girls won't use those bathrooms. Not at all. They don't feel safe. And I've kept my concerns that I have from them. They themselves know what is happening because they see it in the school. In the school, the toilets are all unisex. Girls won't go in. They're filthy, they say, Dad. They're filthy. And the boys often won't shut the door because they like to see your embarrassment. It's what we're doing to our girls and to our women. But it's not about toilets or it's not about transvestites, is it? It's about demoralizing men and women, erasing the difference. It's about the destruction of marriage and the family. It's about destroying any care for women and for children. And it's about having men lose their ability to stand up and to fight. We're destroying women and girls, men and boys, all in the one hit. It's the elimination of truth and morals. Truth, because we have to pretend that a man is a woman. And morals, because we don't protect our woman's modesty. And it's a destruction of God and country. God, because God made the difference. And country, because how can we believe in country when our country won't stand for our woman? Our political leaders and corporations are not in charge of this deep cultural shift that's occurred over the Ardern years and continues under Prime Minister Luxon. It's transnational. The United Nations and other multinational organizations, they are the source. These organizations don't have our interest at heart. And we only need look at which of our politicians found a home in the organization such as the UN to see that. Like I say, they distract us by making it about toilets and transvestites. But it's not. It's about lying to you over and over and over. And if you call for the truth, you are demonized and destroyed and deplatformed. Until you start repeating the lie, or not even seeing the lie, or worse, just becoming to accept the lie. And accepting that lie, you're surrendering yourself. And they're teaching it to our kids at a young age. They start on this gender ideology in our schools at 7, 8, and 9 years old. And in doing that, they're rubbing out manhood. Because men can't stand up and be men. They're rubbing out womanhood. Because what's a woman? It's just in your head. Man can easily be a woman. Just have to think they are, and they are. It's just an identity. Our governments and our corporations and our organizations, our sporting bodies, they're all weakened because they no longer stand up for what's right and good. Marriage is gone because the difference between a man and a woman is destroyed. Family's gone. Because what is a family if you don't know what a woman is? And supposedly, we're left weak and rudderless. But whenever they have tried this, they've never succeeded. Because there's always the few, the lucky few, the brave few, the strong few. You stand up against the tyranny and can look into their heart and see goodness and can look around the world and see goodness. And this is how I regard Rally Check Radio and our listeners and this community, because we are the good. We're humble because we know we fall short, but we won't submit to tyranny. And it starts with our children. We need to protect their innocence. Of all the jobs that we have to do, that's number one. You're on Rally Check Radio, Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Remember, you can send me a text, 2057, email me, inbox at rallycheck.radio.
If Reality Check Radio enriches your day and life, support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives, and the dose of reality you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.